T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It was one incredible basketball game, number one, and one incredible, just unbelievable performance. One of the best playoff games you're going to see in your lifetime from Kevin Durant. And not just with the 49 and the 17 and the 10. He also had a couple of blocks and three steals. He had 18 points at the half. He had 11 in the third quarter, and he had 20 in the fourth quarter to basically win this game. James Harden, as you know, the beard was out there, but 1 for 10, 0 for 8 from three-point territory. He had 5 points. He did have 6 boards and 8 assists. He played 46 minutes. And Durant every single minute of the game. And at halftime, Nash was asked, are you going to play him every minute of this game? And he was first to say, that's a very good question, but this is such an important game. And he did not wear down or wear out. Who he wore out was the Milwaukee Bucks. And as you know, they had a 17-point lead. They led by 16 at half. To start the third quarter, the Nets were going on a 17-5 run to get themselves back into the basketball game. And again, with about a little less than 7 minutes to go in the third quarter, the Nets, with Kevin Durant and Jeff Green, and Green leading the way. Green was unbelievable, of course, as well, with 27 points, hitting his first 7 threes, 8 for 11. He was from the floor, and 7 for 8 from three-point territory. And don't forget, in the first quarter, it was Durant and Green scoring the only points. In the first half, it was Green and Durant scoring the only points, the rest of the team scoring 10 because of their trailing at the half by with 59-43. So the bottom line is Durant and Green were the two stars of this basketball game. Yes, Griffin did come up with 17, but with a little bit less than 7 minutes to go in the third quarter, the Nets were to outscore Milwaukee the rest of the way by 23 points. And not only did Green score his 27, hitting his first 7 3-point shots, an incredible performance from him, as well as Kevin Durant, who could be considered at this evening, at this time right now, the greatest player in the game anywhere. And the bottom line is he missed one of his last 2 free throws. Otherwise, he would have had 50 and made a little bit more history in the process. But Green may have made one of the best defensive plays down the stretch. It was still a game. Middleton, driving to the basket, tried to shovel the ball to Giannis, who was underneath the basket. But Green got his hand in there, and it was a turnover on the part of Milwaukee, and the Nets going down the floor and scoring a basket, a four-point play, if you will, that enabled, of course, the Nets to hold on and win this game. And just, again, if you saw this game, you were riveted. You did not take your eyes off of the television set watching this game. If you were not one of the lucky ones to be there, it was so loud at the Barclays Center. I mean, and you could hardly hear Marv Albert. And how ironic that Marv Albert, a native of Brooklyn, New York, would be honored by the Nets. And maybe you saw during the course of the game how they made a presentation to him, you know, with the jersey within a frame with his name on it and the microphone and him standing to get the ovation that he got from a Brooklyn Nets crowd. And it doesn't go, you know, unnoticed that this never happened with Madison Square Garden and James Dolan. So congratulations not only to the Nets for winning one incredible basketball game, and that's, we use the word great and we use the word incredible. If you were to use one word involving Durant and the Nets tonight, it would be wow with an exclamation point. It was just an incredible, unbelievable performance by Kevin Durant. And still, with the 49 and the 17 and the 10, still with two blocks in this game and three steals. But it was just an amazing performance. If you were at the Barclays Center, would love to hear your comments over the next 2 hours that we have about how exciting this game was. And other than leading 2-0 in this game with about, you heard, with about 8:40 to go, it was Durant with the three that gave the Nets their first lead since they led 2-0 in this game. You just seriously cannot say enough about Kevin Durant, and also Green as well. You know, he had been hurt. He had missed some time. He was back in action the other night. But what a performance from him. And did they need somebody else? Because even though Harden played, he wasn't himself. You could see that he couldn't beat anyone off the dribble. He certainly tried to lean in on a couple of defenders to draw a foul, and that wasn't working for him either. But a warrior he is, no pun intended with that, for wanting to play and getting himself out there. And again, 1-for-10 for Harden, 0-for-8 from three-point territory for a total of 5 points. But Harden did have 6 boards and 8 assists in the game. So a tremendous performance. And again, Giannis actually hit a couple of threes. He had 2 threes out of 4 attempts and hit 4 free throws, which is startling for his 34 points. Middleton had 25. And one thing, you can make the argument, if this makes it clear at all, that Milwaukee may have taken their foot off the pedal with that 16-point halftime lead. They went into a prevent defense. They started with isolation. They were not with set-up plays. They were not with any kind of rhythm and flow. And a lot of it had to be with what Durant and Green were doing. And don't forget with Griffin with his 17 points. But the bottom line is, and Harris had another bad game. You can imagine, and you would figure now on Thursday night, that if Harris gets himself going, he was only 2-for-11 from the floor for 5 points. And even though you may have heard this at the very end of the Yankee game and the Yankee postgame show, and of course, with the, I'm glad that the station went over to the Nets postgame show, because that unto itself was also nothing but good news. And even if you are not a Nets fan, you will have to admit, and of course, if it happens in Brooklyn, it matters. And this was a game I did not think, A, that Harden was going to play. But as you know, during the day yesterday, he was upgraded from doubtful to questionable, and all indications were that he was going to play, and he played all but 2 minutes of the game. And again with Durant, he played all 48 minutes and didn't seem to lose a step. And again with the high pick and roll, he was hitting his shots, and from three-point territory, hitting his shots, he was just on fire, to quote one of the famous lines from the greatest of them all, Marv Albert. And the Brooklyn-born Marv honored before the game, as I say, and so well-deserved for the legendary, iconic career that Marv Albert has had. So it was a pleasure listening to him. Doesn't seem like he has lost anything with his game. He's closing in on 80, and so maybe time to move on to the next chapter of his life. He has been a model, setting a standard of excellence, and we got that tonight. He did not miss a play. He was on the action. He was with the flow of the game and working with Grant Hill. The sense of humor was there, and keeping you up to date with the ebb and flow of this incredible, incredible basketball game that the Nets had to win and did at home, winning at 114 to 108. And again, Durant with 11 of his 49 in the third quarter and 20 of his 49 in the fourth quarter. Him and Green were about the only guys that would score in the first half. They scored all but 10 points of the Nets' points in the first half. And Green, incredible. Durant, incredible. I know I'm repeating myself. I'm repeating myself as often as Durant kept repeating all the shots he was taking and making. Just an incredible basketball game. The most important game for the Brooklyn Nets this season. And they win it in dramatic fashion because of two Nets. One that really had to carry the load with no Kyrie Irving, and that was Durant. And, of course, you were looking at somebody else, even somebody other than Harden, who really was not himself, as we say, a non-factor in this game, but showing true grit, going out there and wanting to contribute any way he can. He did not hurt the team. Again, he was only 1 for 10 and 0 for 8 from three-point territory, but did get, again, 6 boards and 8 assists. And all of these numbers are worth repeating because this game was one for the ages, all ages. And before we take a break and get to your calls, and would love to hear from anyone who either saw this game, and on Sunday, there were four New York teams that played, and the only New York team that won was the Islanders over Tampa Bay. Tonight, another four New York teams were in action, and the only team to lose was the Islanders 4-2, you know from that. And again, with the Yankees, they win in Buffalo, beating Toronto. And now this really, even though we're writing the Yankees off, they are not writing themselves off when it comes to winning against Toronto. Very, very important, because if the Yankees are going to do anything to get themselves into serious October baseball, they have got to beat teams in their division, period. And winning tonight and down 5-2 in this game and getting the three home runs, and you know from Sanchez and Gardner and Gittens, his first ever major league hit and first home run, of course, it was Frazier in the eighth inning pinch hitting with the RBI double. It wasn't hard hit, who cares? And coming back from a 5-2 deficit, the Yankees win at 6-5. And again, within the division, the Yankees, with this win tonight over Toronto, are now 15-22 against the American League East. So if they're going to make any kind of a run, if they are going to get back into contention, they've got to win over teams in their division, and you do it one at a time unless we're playing 2 7-inning games in a doubleheader that they have to make up. But they won a very big game tonight. Montgomery wasn't great, but the bullpen did its job. Britton getting out of trouble in the eighth inning, bases loaded and two outs, and he was able to retire Bichette for out number three. And the Metropolitans, what can you say about Walker? And he went seven innings, striking out 12, walking no one, and outside of the mistake, Tobias, the two-run home run. Here was Pete Alonso with a two-run single. Pete Alonso with a sacrifice fly. Seth Lugo, the last two innings for the Metropolitans, and they hold on and beat the Cubs by the score of 3-2. And if you didn't see what happened at the very end, not only was it the pitching with Taijuan Walker, the seven innings, and only the two runs allowed, and then, of course, with Lugo in his sixth appearance since coming back, and he struggled in the ninth inning, but he got the defense, because the defense for the New York Metropolitans, what a turnaround from the last couple of seasons. Sogard, with Marisnik on at first, is trying to score on a Sogard base hit. But how about Pilar hitting Guillerme, and a strike from Guillerme to McCann, and out at home plate, which could have been the tying run, was Marisnik. And, of course, it was Willie Harris, the third base coach, who decided to send Marisnik home, and he was out with what was a perfect, hear me now, perfecto relay from Pilar to Guillerme to McCann. And Marisnik, the former Metropolitan, you know, he had a cup of coffee with the team from a year ago and was out at home plate, and that was your defensive play of the game. So the Mets win it over the Cubs, second night in a row, and 3-2. And the Yankees, they beat with Toronto in Buffalo, and that was a 6-5 game for the Yankees. And as you know, they were down 5-2. But 114-108, game five. Even if you were watching on television, it was just absolutely incredible. And if you were at the Barclays Center, it was a game you will never, ever forget, no matter what happens in a game six and if there is a game seven, as the Brooklyn Nets come back from 17 down and with a little less than 7 minutes to go in the third quarter, outscore from that point Milwaukee by 23 points and won it by 6. And what a performance from Durant with his 49-17-10. And we're not leaving Green out at all with his 27 points, hitting his first 7 threes and 7-for-8 from three-point territory. Overall, 8 from 11 from the floor. So he was the X factor that the Nets needed to give Kevin Durant a little bit of help. And I'm not so sure that even if Harden didn't play and even if Green didn't play, that Durant would have scored more than 49 and carried the Nets to a win in a game five they needed to have with game six Thursday in Milwaukee.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.